October used to be Percy Jackson's favorite month. Crisp air, colorful leaves, and a brief respite from mythological chaos. But when Hecate, goddess of magic and crossroads, summons him to the principal's office, his peaceful senior year instantly derails. She needs a pet sitter for her hellhound and polecat while she attends Tokyo Disneyland's Spooky Boo Parade. When Percy hesitates, Hecate transforms into her triple goddess form, maiden, mother, and crone, then into three animal heads that threaten to devour him. Refusing isn't an option. Her Gramercy Park mansion is the perfect haunted house, built from weathered tombstones with gargoyles perched on the roof and skeletal white bushes in the fog-covered yard. Inside, Percy and his friends Annabeth and Grover meet Hecuba, an enormous hellhound, and Gale, a flatulent polecat with impressive handshaking skills. The pet care instructions are absurdly complex. Hecuba requires 40 medicinal McNuggets daily, while Gale's feeding routine involves chicken carcasses hanging from meat hooks that she rockets up to and bursts through with bloody teeth. Before vanishing in a swirl of black soot, Hecate warns them never to use her cross torches except in extreme emergencies. As she disappears, her pets stare at them with gleaming eyes that clearly say, "Mom is gone, now the fun begins." The first day goes reasonably well, despite Hecuba's supernatural strength dragging them through Manhattan and the mansion's bizarre magical bathrooms with ceiling toilets and chainmail towels. Everything unravels when Grover, left alone with the pets, drinks the forbidden strawberry milkshake labeled "Do Not Touch" in ancient Greek. Percy and Annabeth return to find catastrophic destruction. Shattered windows, blue smoke smelling of burnt caramel, splintered furniture, and mysterious strawberry-scented splatters pulsing with light. The kitchen is devastated with magical stews and acidic goo eating through marble floors. Amid this chaos lies Grover, grotesquely enlarged with trash can lid-sized hooves. After reviving him with nectar, they discover Hecuba and Gale have vanished. With Hecate returning in 2 days, they must find these creatures or face divine incineration. These aren't ordinary pets. Hecuba was once Troy's queen before becoming a hellhound, while Gale was a witch whom Hecate transformed to save her life. Percy summons Mrs. O'Leary, his hellhound, to track Hecuba through Manhattan. They discover a trembling hellhound puppy with matted fur, red eyes, and a wounded back. The pup only barks, "Nope," paradoxically meaning both no and yes. Mrs. O'Leary immediately abandons their mission to help this orphan. With treats, Percy gains the puppy's trust until it crawls into his lap. Naming him Nope, Percy carries him back, certain that helping a puppy is always right. Annabeth discovers disturbing items in Hecate's library, broken children's glasses with initials S.E.J. that connect to Percy's visions of a glowing child on a bicycle. Percy's mother later reveals she was that child. As a girl who could see through the mist, her family made her wear glasses. Passing Hecate's mansion, the goddess broke her glasses and told her to find another life. They learn Hecate once ran a magic school until 1914 when wartime divisions closed it. The mansion's foundation has been cracking since. Their missing pets merely symptoms of deeper problems. The search for Gale leads to a Manhattan perfume shop where they capture Silbe, a vengeful naiad from Circe's Island, and learn Gale is held at Sense Forever. Disguised for Halloween, Annabeth as a Roman noblewoman, Percy and Grover as gladiators, they find Gale chained in a basement lab, forced to locate ingredients while being stung by metallic bee automatons. During their confrontation, Phaedra unleashes Beast Breath Potion, transforming Annabeth's head into an owl's, Percy's arms into octopus tentacles, and Grover's goat legs into human ones. As the lab collapses, Percy stays to convince Gale to help find an antidote. Touching Gale with his tentacle, Percy experiences her past, seeing her persecution as a witch and learning Hecate transformed her for protection. They frantically mix an antidote while the lab crumbles, creating three doses. Gail sacrifices the final dose, preferring to remain a polecat. She only asks Percy to convince Hecate to give her a proper alchemy lab with assistance, recognition she's long deserved. With both pets recovered but the mansion in ruins, they face a desperate choice. Use Hecate's forbidden cross torches to summon ghosts for repairs. Annabeth plans to summon Peter Stuyvesant's ghost to oversee the supernatural restoration. After applying protective goo, they visit St. Mark's Church Cemetery. When Annabeth summons the ghosts, dozens of shadowy forms rise, including Pegleg Pete and countless hostile spirits thinking in multiple languages. Annabeth commands them to follow, with Yucuba and Nope herding them like border collies. When her strength falters, Percy takes over, leading the spirits to Gramercy Park. At the mansion, they order the ghosts to repair everything. The spirits sweep inside like tornadoes, fixing the damage. But when they try to dismiss the ghosts, Percy collapses from exhaustion. The ghosts rush in to feast on their souls. As Annabeth positions herself protectively, the spirits rage through the area, possessing Halloween decorations, trash, and people. Stuyvesant himself possesses a police officer, revealing he's Hecate's son with a centuries-old grudge. Hecate arrives at dawn through a fiery portal that scorches the mansion's marble floors. Her three-headed beast form wears Nixon masks, with jack-o'-lantern buckets hanging from her paws, spilling Halloween candy. Her synchronized voices make the windows vibrate as she notices Nope behind Annabeth, genuinely surprised about Hecuba's adoption. Nope approaches cautiously, and Hecate softens, scratching his ears. The solemn moment ends when Nope christens the antique carpet, a mundane response to meeting a deity. When Percy insists on sharing their adventures, Hecate threatens incineration. Her attention shifts as he argues for her pet's freedom and reopening her magic school. Percy points to cracks in the mansion as evidence that her pets need purpose, not just containment. Though initially furious, Hecate's anger gives way to contemplation. She grants Percy a boon for bringing Nope into her family and considers changing her ways for the first time in centuries. The aftermath brings unexpected joy. Eudora, Percy's Nereid counselor, dissolves into a puddle before reforming when Percy mentions Hecate reopening her school. She enthusiastically promises to get Percy into all the colleges, though he only needs New Rome. At a family dinner with Annabeth, Grover, and Juniper, Percy reflects on his journey while his mother asks about dryad diets. When discussing Percy's potential move to California, Juniper notes their roots remain with family wherever they go. They're just spreading their branches. Percy's greatest achievement isn't defeating ghosts, but helping Hecate recognize what she lost through isolation. By bringing Nope into her household as a family member who accepts her triple nature, Percy shows her that growth requires openness to change. As Percy prepares for college, he's learned to leave people in a better place than you found them. In a world of unchanging gods, Percy's greatest power may be his human capacity for growth, empathy, and forgiveness.